All right, listeners, we have Paul Adams on the line. He is the branch president of the NTU at Victoria University, and he's here. We have him on the line here to talk about the cuts that are happening to Victoria University. Good morning, Paul.
How you doing, Jacob?
All right, so what can you tell us about the cuts that are happening to Victoria University?
Okay, so we've got about 115 academic staff who will probably lose their jobs in the next couple of months. And we've recently had 9 courses that have been cut, and they were cut at the start of the year. Students had about 2 weeks to consider changing courses, and it was probably too late to do that. So the cuts have been fairly serious, and we're expecting them to get, I suppose, worse in the next 2 months.
Yeah. Paul Lalitha here, who's co-hosting this program with Jacob. Just wondering, what is actually going on? Why are these cuts being implemented in the first place?
There's a couple of things happening. Essentially, what's happening is it's a kind of a spill and fill. They're getting rid of one group of staff and trying to employ another group of staff on lower conditions. So they're looking to replace these 115 staff with what we've been calling the McDonald's approach to employment. They're looking at low-entry academics to take these jobs and also to be quite teaching intensive. What this is going to mean probably for students is that the quality of education will deteriorate because there's going to be a lot less time for academic staff to help students outside the classroom.
So effectively they're doing a swap of experienced staff with inexperienced staff. That's one factor. But the other factor you mentioned is the lower quality of education. Does that mean that they're going to be increasing class sizes and changing the actual content of the courses? What's the story there?
Certainly that I think class sizes is something that's going to be looked at. But the other thing they're looking at is a common curriculum. What they're establishing is something called a first-year college. And so that will mean that, courses as diverse as music, engineering and arts will be put together with common courses. We don't think that that's going to be particularly interesting or attractive for students because they'll be doing very, very similar curriculums across some of those courses. So, it is going to have quite a big impact and it's kind of turning, I suppose, university education into a bit of a sausage machine. I think most students, when they go to a university and, whether they're studying music or whatever, they expect to study something in their discipline area. And we don't think that's particularly helpful. The college is kind of being developed because the university argue that it will help with retention. But we've had some very successful programs in that area already. First-year champions who've been working with first-year students, and we don't actually think it's necessary and that they could probably do it within the existing structures and retain the sort of subject diversities that's there to keep the courses attractive.
Yeah. This is a bit of a weird question, but this is something I've actually, in response to these cuts, this is kind of and could be something that is a belief that might be held by some students. But I saw a comment by a student that basically, along the lines, basically blamed the union for why these cuts are happening because apparently, the great NT staff at universities are not accepting these sort of changes to online learning or something. What would your kind of response to that be?
I suppose the issue about online learning is an interesting one. The courses that are actually going to be proposed are going to be much more teaching intensive, actually. So students are actually going to be spending a lot more time in the classroom. So it's probably not going to necessarily support more online learning. It's probably going to be less. The other thing is, you know, quite clearly this is a action that's been brought on by university management. It's been brought on over the last few years. Essentially, what university management are trying to do is to save money by moving staff onto lower conditions of employment. But what that means for students, I suppose, in terms of the HECS money that they're paying, is that they're getting ripped off because they're actually getting a lower quality education than they might ordinarily get. So, it will have some big impacts for students. You know, as far as the union's concerned, I suppose all we're trying to really do is maintain the conditions of education that were there, and to support you know, a quality approach to education with both online and you know, learning in the classroom. But you know, certainly reducing the quality of staffing and delivery is not going to achieve a good outcome for students.
Yeah, just a quick question, just for the sake of listeners, because I'm not sure if you mentioned, but what are the courses that are affected in terms of subjects?
Okay, so at the moment we've had 9 courses cut. They're mainly in the creative writing and communication areas. We've had our creative writing, professional writing course, which is very popular, cut. We've had our marketing communication course cut, our postgraduate courses in communications, visual arts. So those are the courses that have been cut. Common curriculum that's being looked at is still being developed, and I believe won't be developed till next year. But I believe what they are looking at is having common curricula over the first year, which looks transparently about saving money rather than, you know, having interesting discipline diversity for students.
So what has the union done in relation to informing students about these disadvantages that are coming down the line?
Yeah, we've been trying to talk to students in the classrooms, but there are some difficulties with that at the moment at VU, because VU management have been threatening staff should they sort of talk more widely about this. However, one of the things that we're doing to try and get the message out is that we're trying to build up a community campaign, which is involving quite a lot of students. It's called Friends of Vic Victoria University. It's a group that's been going really since about 2008 to support the university, and the union's been working with that. We had quite a large demonstration outside university council meeting on Tuesday, and there were students and members of the community participating in that, and we're looking also at maybe holding a public meeting. But we will be trying to work as closely as we can with students as well.
There's so many questions I would ask you, because online learning, I did online learning for my master's at one time, and I hated it because you're stuck in a room on your own and you have no one to discuss issues with you. You can't, you know, bounce off ideas and learn from each other. That group learning is not there unless it's completely structured. And you know, that isolation, I think, in the long run, contributes to mental health issues as well. That's my personal opinion. Being a nurse and someone who studied it, it just bothers me that you're stuck in a room with a, you know, computer in front of you. But that's a bigger discussion. But the other problem I have is a similar cutting process took place at Sydney University, where they were cutting art courses, and I noticed that specifically that the cuts seem to fall on arts, creativity and so on, which are fundamental for human development as a whole. You know, it just staggers me that they actually do this. How does staff, I know that the union's focused on staff wages and conditions, but it's a quality that I think then fails to present a creative course that students want to learn. I mean, surely the students must learn, because I know in Sydney they occupied the building. They were going to close the building. I don't know if you heard about that, but there was a long-running dispute then. I think they won some of those things.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how your students react and that friends of VU go forward. But what are your actions? Because this news has not hit the mainstream media too much, because it is, after all, a working class area who they don't really particularly care about that area, from what we know. But what are the actions the NTU has so far planned?
Okay, so I mean, at the moment, we've been, you know, we've held protests with Friends of EU. We've been putting out media releases. I suppose the other thing we'll be looking to do, you know, is highlight the enormous money that's being wasted by university management. Compared to the savings they say they're making, you know, I mean, there's large or millions and millions of dollars which are currently being spent on lawyers, for example, to fight the NTU and to fight these actions, which could be put into education. You know, the Vice-Chancellor also has been getting increases in his salary.
Oh, that'll be right.
And, you know, despite, I suppose, all the claims about, you know, budget disasters and deficits and so on, I mean, essentially, what we've got is senior management that's really spending up big while they're cutting education in the West, and we're certainly going to be raising those issues. We're going to also be working with students. We'll be having street stalls. We'll be having more protests and rallies, you know, and we're really, I suppose, looking for support and people to come and support us from students and the community body. So we'll be getting out there and banging the drum big time.
Mm. So if people want to lend their support to your campaign, is there a number they can ring, or is there, does Friends of the EU have a particular phone number they can call?
We do have an email, which is just friendsofvu@optusnet.com.au. And if you get on your Facebook page and just search for Friends of EU, you'll find our Facebook page too.
Oh, wonderful. Good for Facebook, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, it's aggravating to listen to what VU is doing, and given that we've got a new ACTU president who is a bit more radical, hopefully the union will get more support. But traditionally, the NTU has been good to staff. I mean, have they launched and won similar campaigns in the past, in your opinion?
Yeah, look, probably some of your listeners may or may not be familiar, but there has been, you know, some very big changes in the university sector in the last, you know, 5-10 years.
Mm.
And we have seen at a number of unis, including at Victoria University, you know, mass sackings. You know, Victoria University, we've lost, I think, probably around about 1,500 staff, maybe more, over, you know, last 5 to 6 years. You know, and this is because of the new move to marketised education, you know, relying on fees for international students. So universities tend to make up the shortfall by using their own staff as a bit of a quarry for finances to do with less. So that's been going on for some time. You know, that's had big effects, of course, in the classroom, because, you know, it means there's less staff for the number of students that we have, so bigger classrooms. It's also meant, you know, a bigger push also to charge students money for courses. NTU ran a very successful campaign a few years ago around the, you know, $100,000 degrees, and we're quite proud of that. And we did, you know, stop a lot of the cuts to education. So, you know, the NTU's got a very proud tradition of standing up and fighting for quality of education.
I guess you're facing fairly hefty enemies, because education is seen as one of the export commodities in Australia in a broader sense. So I guess these things are to be expected given the economic model that you mentioned, and good for NTU for fighting back. And I hope we can support you in your ongoing struggle. If you have anything specific that's organized, please let us know so we can let listeners know who would want to support you in that area.
Yeah, no, we certainly will, and we'll be calling for support and hoping that 3CR can support us.
Absolutely, we are right behind you.
Right.
Thank you so much for being available this morning, David, and that's great. Keep the fight up. Good fight up.
No worries.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.